Rogue, written by James Swallow and read by Colin Mace. If she continued that way, off the main drag and in this filthy weather, the few pedestrians around would make the trackers stand out. The driver exchanged a wary look with the dark-skinned man, who returned a nod. The Volvo moved off, crawling around a tram and shifting into the slow lane. Both of them knew that they were on the cusp of a go or no-go choice. If they maintained the follow, the chances of Echo One spotting them rose significantly. If they broke off, they might not be able to reacquire the target at the hostel she was staying in or the bars she frequented. Then the target made the decision for them. The dark-skinned man saw it first and called out a warning. Echo One abruptly broke her pattern and ran diagonally across the street towards a shelter concealing a set of turnstiles. Over the shelter, the sign of a blue T inside a circle indicated the entrance to the T-Bahnen, the local metro system that crisscrossed the city. Major Stewart Station was an interchange that spanned five of the metro's lines, and if Echo One escaped her hunters there, she would be able to resurface anywhere in Oslo. The Volvo jolted to a halt, and the dark-skinned man was already out of the car, quickly slipping over a low gate to get onto the platform ahead of the target. Through the windscreen, the driver watched the other two hunters follow Echo One through the ticket barriers. Then all of them were lost to sight, and she called in a message to the man in the cafe with the laptop. He was already at work, bringing up a timetable for the trains passing through Major Stuen and their destinations. The driver opened her coat and checked her gun as she listened to him speak. Like all of the hunters, she carried the same nose-heavy Maxim semi-automatic. The blocky front end of the weapon concealed an integral sound suppressor, reducing the noise of the pistol's discharge to a heavy, metallic clatter. But if the guns came out, it would not take long for the Norwegian police to arrive on the scene. They needed to deal with this quietly and quickly, without drawing the attention of the politi. The driver scowled and told the man in the cafe to call up the chain with the new development. The doors of the train in the station slammed shut as the target reached for them, and the dark-skinned man watched her flinch as if shocked back by the realization that her hasty escape was cut off. Echo One looked up and down the platform, and he could sense her trying to pick out her pursuers. He gambled that she hadn't seen him in the Volvo, and affected a bored look, standing in plain sight as he pretended to study a route map. In the reflection of the panel, he took in the layout of Major Stuen Station with a practiced eye. It was open to the air, a cutting through the middle of the district, with tracks that threaded back underground at one end, vanishing into narrow concrete tunnels